22nd Shvuah Yevamos, continue Tezayin Cheshvan Hei Tavshin Lamed Vav, October 21st, 1975.
But at that time, in connection with Mr. Rambam, I said just the opposite of what we are saying now in connection with Rashi. But there is no mystery. That's according to the Rambam, according to the Ketzer Mishnah's chapter. But this, we are saying, I mean, according to Rashi. Now, but that this is the Shittas Rambam is not so certain. The Ketzer Mishnah says that this is the Shittas Rambam. However, the Taz, the Shach, they are chilek on the Ketzer Mishnah's chapter. Now, let's see what the Taz. Now, the Mechaber and Simen Shin Aleph, Sivov says, Teifriksus, Yode, Simen Shin Aleph, Sivov, Teifriksus, Teifrikidago, Uvilvachal Yisravna Bechamum Pnei Achamo, Uvikshom Pnei Achshom, Vatnuim Bechim Bor, Vichim Meiriksus Mechim Kidago, Uvilvachal Yisravna Bechamum Pnei Achamo, Uvikshom Pnei Achshom, Vatnuim Mavshilim Bimaki, Maki. That's in Sivo. In Sifei, the Mechaber says, Lo yilvash odom klai, aroye, ma'afilo agam yisorot kodim shmanei yukum, ma'afilo ligni famechis. It's like the Rambam. So he mentions in Sifei, the aloche mentioned in Mishneh Beis, Periktes Mishneh Beis of Klayim, and in Sivo, he mentions, the aloche mentioned in Periktes of Klayim, Mishneh. So, that's like the Rambam. So the Rambam says, "V'yesh matirim afilu liu v'shklayim, kol sheim chav la'anose, ki gen shaleivish, klayim lahava be'ameches, oi shaleiv shom ki dlaharis midosom, im reitzel imochon v'chadim." So that's the shite tur, or rosh, smak, that's the shite of the adrashim. Anyway, so the Mechaber paskas like Rambam, that in order to begin with the meches, so it's also, but in order to show the size, so the Shach says, in Sifre, and the Taz also agrees with that. V'chei mechiksus mechitakom, sh'arei nilif shei derach malbush. Avo b'sifei, lif shei derach malbush, kei mechalik v'es Yosef v'das arom. That's the shit. V'es Yosef, k'es v'mish, v'es aynach. V'kosha li al ze, ma b'kach shalei v'shmamish, v'kom mo kim doma shei v'schavinu. So he rejects the k'es v'mish's chapter. So it's not so unreasonable the Ketzer Mishnah of the Rambam, because the Rambam, as the Bisalimi explains it, the Rambam shita is that the essence of the Issa consists in Levishe. So when it's Levishe Mamesh, so with Anoye or without Anoye, Levishe is Levishe. But when it's Aloye, then it depends. If there is an element of Anoye, then it's Levishe. If there is no element of Anoye, then it's not Levishe. It's not Levishe. But he doesn't like it. Elamirali. So the Shach says, Shedaite di Shaneli Sifei, that it's also to believe Shai, a beget in order to be Mavriach Sameches, the Chim the Shalev Shei Bichavone. Because in view of the fact that he is Levish Bichavone, Derech Malbush, Kedei Shei Yipoter Al Kach Mi HaMeches, Lifi Shei Neisni Meches Malbush, Imkin Havedova Shei Lischav, Vihik HaKavonose Shei Derech Malbush, Aval Hoche In Kavonose Yel Shei Yiro Apriyeis, Vihik Umas Nis Nisuk Meshapir Tvei Lidas HaRambar, Lidei Chekleim Ma'adi Trei Mas Nisim Bichat Pir Kepli Adot. So now, what do the other Rishayim say? That the two Mishnahs are chilek on each other. Mishnah, Periktes Mishnah Beis, accords with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tovash Mishcham is also. Periktes Mishnah Vo, Mishnah Hei, accords with Rabbi Shimon. He says that's a deal. But according to the Rambam, no. Both Mishnahs accord with Rabbi Shimon. But there is a difference. There is a difference. Why? In the case. So he said as follows. Oh, now. So he says as follows. In other words, the Shittas HaRambam is that it has to be. So what's the Pshat in the Shach? So it seems that the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam is, and there's a lot of longness in the Shach, Pshat in the Rambam. He holds now, how did we explain the Shittas HaRambam so far, according to the Ketzer Mishnah, that the Maisavire of Klayim consists of Levish. So Levishe Mamesh, yes Anoye, no Anoye, is Levishe. We could say, no, that even if the Maisan, the Avera consists of Levishe, but without Anoye, so even Levishe Mamesh is no Levishe. All right, so the Rambam Shita, according to the Mishnah, is not like that. Levishe Mamesh is always Levishe, with Anoye or without Anoye. But Haloye, in order that Haloye should consist of Levishe, then it depends. So if it has an element of anoye, so then it is levishe. If it doesn't have an element of anoye, then it's not levishe. Then it's not levishe. So he says that true, the shittas Rambam is that levishe, the isa consists in levishe. The isa consists in levishe, but there is an element of anoy. So what kind of an element of anoy? It has to be derech anoy es levishe. It has to be derech anoy es levishe. So mimele, when a person, let's say, when a person is, it has to be derech anoy es levishe or just derech levishe. So a person puts on a baguette for what reasons? Why do people wear bagadim? Why? So a number of reasons. In order to keep warm, that's one major reason as to why. Because of tznius, that's another reason. It's not tznius they come in to walk around without bagadim. A third reason is in order to look dignified, even if he's completely dressed and it's tznius they. But sometimes people wear an extra garment in order to look more dignified. After all, I mean, a tie is not it's not necessary for the purpose of tznius. But why do people wear a tie? Because they look more dignified. Whether you agree with them or not, but they think so, that they look more dignified. So mimele, that's derech levishe. That's derech levishe. And sometimes you can put on a baguette in order to cool off certain godim, I mean, to protect you against heat of the sun and so on. I mean, so that's also a derech levishe. But is that derech levishe to wear a baguette in order to evade attacks? That's just a trick to fool the collector, you see. That's not a natural, that's not an inherent. That's not an inherent anoy. It's not derech levishe. It's just a trick to avoid the tax. So mimele, he says like this. No, I'm sorry. I mean, it all depends. I mean, to avoid the tax. No, you see, on the contrary, it all depends. If to avoid. So if he says, let's say, in other words. So if it is derech levishe, in other words, if the purpose. If he could avoid the tax, not as a result, for example, now let's see, the Rav. Were you bashklayim afil al gabri asora afil rigif samechas? So the Rav, Avnevadim Batunore, mentions Tupshon, es samechas royisi liktsas mira beisai. Shepirish ligin bimokim shayudim peiri meches limuches oim et meilo vileivish kloim kidi shaliyakya shehu yud shaliyakya shehu yud. So one pshat is, how does he evade the tax? Because in other words, only a Jew is mechuyev to pay taxes, but a goy is not mechuyev to pay taxes. So mele, if he puts on a beged shalplayim, so mele, the tax collector will assume that this man is not Jewish. So mimele, he avoids the tax. That's one pshat. Another pshat, v'linire, so the Rav does not like this pshat. V'linire, linire, z'ameches, li'vishin odom, ne'isei meches, mi'godim shu'leibosh. So, let's say, according, if the pshat had been that he puts on the baguette in order to conceal his identity, his Jewish identity. So mimele, that means that he does not, in other words, he does not have hanoye for the levish. He has hanoye for the levish. The hanoye that he obtains is not with the levish. The hanoye that he obtains is because by putting on a certain baguette, he fooled the collector. The collector thought, I mean, he's not Jewish. So the Hanoye is not a Hanoye that is a derivative of the Levishe. It's not Hanoye's Levishe. not a noes levish. Mashein came according to the second pshat of the Rav. Libnir is a meches levishino dom. They say meches. So that's the law of the collector. That a beggar that you wear, you don't pay taxes. You don't pay taxes. So mainly the benefit, the hanoya that he derives, is derived from the fact that he is lovish flying. He is lovish that beggar. So mainly the hanoya is a hanoya of levish. The hanoya is a hanoya of levish. This is what the Shach says. This is what the Shach says. Elanirali ishetaite ishtishanali usifei. That the afilibnivzameches. In other words, the Shach holds that the Rambam explains the Mishneh not in accordance with the first pshat of the Rambam not in Ohr, but in accordance with the second pshat of the Rambam not in Ohr. If the Rambam had explained the Mishneh in accordance with the second pshat of the Rambam not in Ohr, with the first pshat of the Rambam not in Ohr, so then the Rambam would say it's muter, because he does not have Hanoyes Levishe. After all, Hanoyes Levishe is a tnai in the Levishe. And he does not have Hanoyes Levishe. He has Hanoyes Levishe. He just fooled. He did something that the goy should think that he is also a god. Because after all, I mean, the goy sees he wears a beggar shoklaim. I mean, how could a Jew wear a beggar shoklaim? How could a Jew wear a beggar shoklaim? So Mimele, he drew the conclusion that he is not Jewish. So Mimele, the Hanoye is not the Hanoye that is derived from the Levish, you see. It's not the Hanoye that is derived from the Levish. So Mimele, then it should be Muter. But the Rambam, according to the Shach, explained the Mishneh in Klaim, Lo'il Vashvayim, Lignif Sameches, that it means, because the law is, that any beggar that you are lovish, you don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to pay taxes. So Mele, by putting it down, by being lavish, he derives a benefit. How does he derive this benefit? By virtue of the fact that he does not, that he's lavish. That he's lavish. So Mele, it's considered Mishrami. He said like this. דחיב משלב שבכבון את דרך מלבוש כדי שפוטר עוד ייקח מהמחס לפי שאינס ממחס מבלבושים אם כן הבדובה של מסחבים דיק הכוונוסי שיהיה דרך מלבוש אבל הוכה אין כוונוסי אלו שיירו הבוט מייך אקסוס מייך גדלתון so he just wants to point out the size of it. The approximate size. Now, so is his kavone to be levish? Suppose he had a wooden figure, a dummy, upon which to stretch out the jacket or the coat. So then it would have fulfilled the same purpose. Would you say that the dummy is levish, this beggar? So in other words, since he doesn't have a wooden figure, a dummy, or a makir. So the Mishnah says, Vatznuyim. Mafshilin al gabri makel. So what's a makel? A makel is a wooden figure, a dummy. So in other words, the only reason as to why he puts it upon himself, upon his own shoulders, is because he doesn't have a wooden figure, he doesn't have a dummy upon which to put it. So in other words, so he's using himself as a wooden figure. So the hanoya that is derived is not derived as a result of levishi. It's derived from the fact that the coat is stretched out upon something. If he had a wooden figure, it would be stretched out on the wooden figure. He doesn't have a wooden figure, he has himself. So he's using him, he treats himself as a dummy, as a wooden figure. So it's not a hanoye that is derived from the levish. This is what the Shach says. The chim shalev shebechavone. דרך מלבוש היא פותר על כך מהמחס לפי שניסי מחס עם מלבושים אם כן המדור של מסחבת דיקה כוונוסי שהיא דרך מלבוש אבל הוכר אין כוונוסי אלו שגירו הפריס ויק הוא מסניקס מסוג משפט ולידה זרם and the Taz says something similar, he probably means the same thing. He says, he also rejects the Kesef Nishnev Shatnaram, that there is a distinction between Haloye and Levish. So he says, "V'nira l'ani gezdaiti Der Rambam Michiach mit schon a Tanne gefirik. Alle din Neil, wie viele Kachel? Viele Kachel din Neil, da ein Isa Kwad bi Khwai ma Priya Khamechet. Va kein het am Michiksus. Ey, wie ma de Priya dore. Mus ich kos barash. Du in Michel Rambam bekach. That's it, I have to say in the same Perik. So one Mishnah is Mishnah Beis, Perktes Mishnah Beis, one Mishnah is Perktes Mishnah Ein, that represent the views of different Tanoi. If it's in different Misach, that's all right we can say, that when Rebbe incorporated this Mishnah, so he mentioned it in accordance with one Tanoi, and the other Mishnah called another Tanoi. But in the same Misach, in the same Perik, one Mishnah Beis and one Mishnah Ein, so it's a day, it's unreasonable to assume that they represent different Jews. So he says, "Aval kochor, this view litane the yeshchil b'davar. The bimeches yesh le hanoyim in alvish. The beloy alvish o yachay vitin ameches. Nimtza da alvish oyol hiloy hechech. V'hav hanoyi zois. T'moy hanoyi sholim v'shmalbus. Klaim shos v'peil." So in other words, he derives the Anoya from the Levishe. Why does he become exempt from it? Because he's Levishe. So Mimele, he derives the Anoya from the Levishe. Masheinki Mimichiksus, Shinam Chinatluya Bazeel, Shurisiki. The Hokyo Masoye, so in other words, another pshat. Mimichiksus, Mimichiki Dalkon. So one pshat is that it means to show the size. There's another pshat mechitzus mechidakom. In other words, he has a bunch of bodim. He doesn't want to put all the bodim on the floor so it becomes dirty. So it becomes stained. So Mimele, he wants to show one baguette, so he has to get rid. He has to place the other baguette of Kwaim somewhere. I can put it on the street, you know, in the market, there on the floor, to become all stained, to become filthy. So Mimele, he puts one baguette in order to be relieved of the load. Alright, that's one pshat. But he mentioned other pshat. Most Rashi mentioned this pshat, to show that this is an approximate size. If he had a makil, if he had a wooden figure, he would put it, he would stretch out the coat on the wooden figure, but he doesn't have it, so he used himself as a dummy, as a wooden figure. So in other words, so the hanoya that he has is not derived from the vishe as such. By mechiksus, by levriach samaches according to the second pshat in the Rav. So the anoy is derived from the vishe as such. But here it's not derived from the vishe as such. It's just accidentally the levriche conforms to an act of stretching it out on a wooden thing, on a machine. So it's in other words, according to the Tas Pshat and the Shach Pshat, so we don't have to say that the Rambam distinguishes between Haloye and Levishe. So in Mele, there is no stira between what we said in Rashi, and Rashi says that the Rashi agrees with the oneness of Teisves, basically. Generally speaking, he agrees with the oneness of Teisves. But over there, Rashi holds that since the Isa consists in Merzek and Binyan, so Mimele, if he's not mischaving to the Tzure, so then he's not mischaving to the Gufa Isa. And what we said in the Rambam, that just opposite. In other words, the Rambam agrees with the Lomdes of Rashi. But why does he mention the Aloche of Nidurutim and Matal Mailo Osa? Because since it's only Osa min Rabbonon, it's at Merzik Minyan, so even though he's not Mischam to the Tzoras Yisrael, it's already Merzik Minyan. I mean, just the opposite of what he said. That we are forced to say that according to the Keset Mishnah Pshat and Rambam, but according to the Taz Pshat and Rambam and the Shas Pshat and Rambam. So the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Haloy and Levish. So there is no stir on what we said in the Rashi to answer the Kashi of the Rambam. Now, So now we see it like this. So you have several shittas. The shitta of the Rani is Rikabi Klein, that the Yisrael is an Yisrael of Hanoi. The Yisrael is an Yisrael of Hanoi. Now, the shitta of the Rambam is that the Yisrael is not an Yisrael of Hanoi. The Yisrael is an Yisrael of Levish. According, because of Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, so the Rambam distinguishes between Aloy and Levish. So the Yisrael is an Yisrael of Levish. So Levish is always Levish, whether it has the element of Aloy or doesn't have Aloy. But Shein can Aloy, so in order that Aloy should come to Levish, there has to be an element of Aloy. There's a case. According to the Taz and the Shach, so it's also true that the Yisrael is not an Yisrael of Aloy. The Yisrael is an Yisrael of Levish. But if, let's say, if Mechik Sus Mechik Darkon, not right, since the Hanoye's Levishe is a necessary element, so Memele, that means, so when he's not Mischavi to have Hanoye's Levishe, when he's not Mischavi to have Hanoye's Levishe, so Memele, it's considered a Vashem Mischavi. So even though he has Hanoye's Levishe, he's not mischavim to have anoyes levishe, because he is mischavim to have what kind of anoye? To point out the size, the approximate size, or that he shouldn't have to put the bgodim on the floor, on the ground. So that anoye is not anoye asur, but abavurche, when he puts on the beged for the purpose of showing the approximate size. So he has another anoye also. He has the anoye because he feels warmer. But since he's not mischaving to have that anoye of feeling warmer, which is a anoye slavishe. So even though the anoye slavishe is only at night, so it's still considered in mischaving. So it's still considered in mischaving. All right. Now, then, the Och Shite is that the reason is why Mechik Sus is Mechik Gidalkon. The reason is why Mechik Sus is Mechik Gidalkon. Because, so we have to say, according to the Och, that it's not a Aloche, that the Tnai is not a Noye, but Derechim. So then you should follow, according to the Och, that if a person puts, that if there is, that if a person, let's say, puts on the beged, not for the purpose of chinuch, but in order to cool off, so then it shouldn't be osir, according to the law. It shouldn't be osir. It should be osir only if it's done for the purpose of chinuch. Now let's see a certainty. This, the mechaber is Simen Shinayim, Shinaleh, Siftes, says as follows, like this. No, it's Sifid Beis. The Mechaber and Simen Shinaleh, Sifid Beis. Lo yikach odom beitzo chamo bibeget roim biyodim. Shekibi shewu nitzel, milichovein spichem abeitzo, chshiva hanoye kimni asakeh. Kimniya sakir. So in other words, suppose he has to take out with his hand, he wants to hold a hot egg. So he doesn't want to burn his hands with the hot egg. So he mainly takes a beged klayim and he covers it, he puts it on his hand, and with that beged klayim he takes out the egg. So what is the purpose? To be Muhammad himself. The purpose is not to be Muhammad himself. The purpose is in order to prevent him. He shouldn't burn himself. Not to be Muhammad himself. Now, so according to the old shite, that the Tnai is not Derech Hanoi, but Derech Hiu. So in such a case, it's not Derech Hiu, it's the opposite. To prevent him, still it is awesome. So why does the Mechaber say דתויי כחודם ביצה חמו ובלפגורים ביודי שקיב משאוניצה ומלחוביס בחיים הביצה חשיבה הנויה כמלי הסקר. Now, if the tnai had been anoy, all right, so this is also anoy. What difference does it make? Well, anoy consists in feeling warm, or anoy consists in not feeling too hot, it shouldn't burn, anoy. But if the tnai consists in the rechimum, so here it's not the rechimum. Here it's not the rechimum. On the contrary, it's to prevent heat, to prevent rechimum. So why do we machava say it's us? So you can say in the Chanami, the Ruch will be chilek on the din of the Mechada. But this din of the Mechada is a Yerushalm in Klai. It's Yerushalm in Klai. Yerushalm. We via Rasha. It's Yerushalm in Klai. So the Ruch couldn't be chilek on that din. So we have to say in the Ruch one of two things. Either that in the Chanami, that's Yerushalm in Klai is only expressive of an Issa Rabbah. But midraise, it's only yose, if it's derechimu. But if it's not derechimu, it's on the contrary, it prevents chimu, so then it's not osa midraise. But midrabono, it's osa. Even if it is for the purpose of preventing chimu. So, but and the whole shite is that midraise, it's only derechimu. Alright, but that will be deichak, I mean that this din is only special rabono. Now, so then we could say another pshat. The Teinoch Haname, according to the Oruch, the essence of the Issa consists in the Levishim. Now, but if it's not the Rechimum, so then it's no Levishim. Then it's not Levishim. But it's not just the Rechimum. In other words, similar to what the Taz says, but the Taz and the Shach. As a matter of fact, the Shach could agree with it. The Taz emphasizes the element of Hanoi. The Taz says, El al kocho disfira li litame vi yishchilu bidobo. Di bi meches yesh li hanoye min al vishe. Di beloy al vishe li chayv namo ha meches. Nimtso da al vishe yu loy hechrech. Ve hava hanoye zois, tmoy hanoye sholi vishmal bus kwayi. She os choteir. So he says, מה שאין כי ממי חיקסו שינם חיד התלויה בזה אלו שהוא עסק עם הוקר במעשוי כי שהוא אולוף הוא הריס מדוסי והוא יהיה אפשר להסיס עם דרך אחר על כל כוחין על וישי הכרוכס לוי וכי הוא שנסחה ממענוסים לזה so the Taz emphasized the element of Hanoi so too it's only a tnai but he emphasizes the element of Hanoi מה שאין כי the Shach doesn't mention Hanoi at all he says אלמירלי שדאיתה איש תשען אלי יוסיפי דכים שאולים שבכבון את דרך מלבוש כדי שיפוטר על תיקח מהמחס ודי שאינים מהמחס מבלבושים אם כן הבדור שמסחבי ואי ככוונוסי שהיא דרך מלבוש אבל אוכל אין ככוונוסי אלו שהיו מבריז So when I mentioned this I went over the Shach the first time so I explained it in accordance the same way as the Taz But it's possible that the Taz and the Shach do not represent the same sheet. Because we see the Taz emphasizes here, Madgish, the element of Anoye, the Shach is not Madgish, the element of Anoye. So mainly it's possible to say that the whole sheet is that the Yisrael is an Yisrael of Levishim. But the Levishim is also if it's Derech Malbush. If it's Derech Malbush, so what is Derech Malbush? Now, if there hadn't been Let's say now, if people hadn't been conventional, so then let's say putting down a tie wouldn't be derech malbush. Why is it not derech malbush? It's not for the purpose of preventing heat or of supplying it. It's not for the purpose of tzniyas. But people are conventional and they have certain ideas of fashion: what is nice, what is dignified, what is not nice. So Mimele, it is Derech Malbush. So it is Derech Malbush. So the Torah assert only Levishe. That is Derech Malbush. Not Levishe, that is not Derech Malbush. The question is, what is Derech Malbush? So if he puts it down for a purpose that is usual and natural, so that is Derech Malbush. But if a person puts on a coat for an unusual and strange reason, I mean, generally, I mean, no one puts on a coat for that reason. No one puts on a coat. Let's say, a person, let's say, he has a bunch of goyim, and he stands in the market, he doesn't have any stand upon which to put the goyim. He holds it in his hand, and then someone, a prospective customer comes over, and he would like to see one of the coats. But so he wants to show that baguette, so his hands are busy, he doesn't want to put all the goyim on the ground, because it would come filthy, so the melee takes one coat and puts it upon himself to be relieved of the load. Is that a rachmanus? Does a person put on a coat in order to relieve of the load? Only in an unusual situation, the person will do that too. I mean, but not, so it's not considered a rachmanus. So mele, the shach doesn't mention the word hanoi. The taz emphasizes the term of hanoi, you see. But the shach doesn't mention hanoi. He just says, "Elenir ali shedaitei dishan eliil sivei dichibri shalif shei bichavone derech malbush kidi shiipoter al dikach miameches lifi shei neisni meches umalbushim im kein havedor she mischavin viika kavnosei shei derech malbush avul hoche in kavnosei elo sheyiru habris." So mele, so the shach says, "Vich excuses mechon kedarkon." Because he's not mischaving to believe his derech malbush. Mischaving derech malbush. So of course, according to the shach, we certainly have to say, the way we have to say according to the Kesef Mishnah Shach Rambam, that he agrees with the lomdes of Rashi, the way the Bisalevi assumed the lomdes of Rashi to be. That generally speaking, so in order to be dovosh in mischaving, so he should not even be mischaving to the tumas eisach. And if he's mischaving to the maiseh eisach, but he's not mischaving to the tumas eisach, so then he's still considered a mischaving. So memele meichik sus, when he puts on a beged because he wants to be relieved of the load and he doesn't want to put it on the ground, so it's considered obviously a mischaving. Why? Because even though the Torah didn't aser dafke derech hanoi, the Torah asert levishe derech malbush. But Levisha, not derech malbush, the Torah didn't ask. Now, the truth is that even though he doesn't have that motive in mind, but it is derech malbush, because the average person wears a coat in order to feel warm. And he also feels warm, so it fulfills that purpose. But he is not mischaving for that. He is not mischaving for that. So Mimele, he is not mischaving that it should be derech levish, because his kavona is to be relieved of the load, it should be on the floor, or that to determine the approximate size. So Mimele, it's not considered mischaving, it's even mischaving. So Mimele, the Roch says that mechik susi mechik kedarko. Why? Because he is levish the baguette, and these levish the baguette derech levishe. I mean, how does a person wear a coat on his shoulders with the sleeve, with the arms in the sleeves, and he also puts it on that way, but he does it for the purpose of determining the size. So mele, he's not mischaving it should be derech levishe, he's mischaving to determine the size. So the male is considered mischaving. And according to the Oruch, it has reference to a case where it doesn't have, where it's loyah vesle, in other words, when it's not cold. So he's comfortable anyway, even without that coat. So it's a secretion loyah vesle. So the male is no kashi from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that loyika chodom beitza chamo bibeget kwaim biyodei shechidu shehu nitzel mimikoveis b'chema beitza chshiva hanoye kimnei yazakeh. It's no, so in other words, it's not, we don't have to say that it is, that this is only Midrabon. We can say that this is Midraise. But here we see that it's also to put on Klayim, even if the purpose is not Chimum. The purpose is just the opposite of Chimum, to prevent Chimum. He shouldn't burn. He shouldn't burn his finger as a result of the hot egg. So it's still Oser, and you can say it's Midraise, it's Oser. Why? Because Kodim, that's derech levisha. That's derech levisha. Kodim are warm, either to keep warm or to prevent chimum, to prevent the heat of the sun. So to prevent the heat of the egg, that's just like preventing the heat of the sun. Is the same purpose. Now kodim are many times worn in order to prevent the heat of the sun. He shouldn't become burned by the sun, so he wears body. So in Mele, this is a natural use of body. So in Mele, it's considered derech levisha, and he's mischavim for that use. So in Mele, it's mischavim amish. It's mischavim amish. Now, so this is the pshat, so that could be the pshat in the shach. So what we have to say in the oruch, so it seems that the Shach says that in the Rambam. Now, according to the Shach, we have to say that according to the Rambam, the Yisa consists not in the Amalei, the Yisa consists in the Maisa Levisha. But the Derech Malbush is at night in the Levisha. In other words, the Torah as a Levisha Derech Malbush. If it's not the Rachmal Bush, the Torah didn't answer. So according to the Shaschat and the Rambam, we have to say the same thing that we have to say in the Rambam according to the Kesef Bishnas Pshat. In other words, that the essence of the Issa consists in the Levish, and the Rachmal Bush is only at night. So then we have to say that the Rambam, and still the Rambam says that it's muter because mechik sus is mechik kedalkon because of Darshan mischavim. But according to the longest of places in Beit Zedakon et Ches, wherever one is mischavim to the maise, he's not mischavim to the tzune, it's considered mischavim. So here too it should be considered mischavim. So we have to say, as the Bisalevi says, that the Rambam agrees with the longest of Rashi in Beit. Even though Rashi does not apply this longest generally, we said. But in regard to Merzek Ibeine, he applies that lomdes. So the Rambam applies that lomdes on a general level. That we have said. Now, and according to the Shach's Pshat and the Rambam, we also have to say that the Rambam agrees with the lomdes of Rashi and Beit. Mashe'inkin, according to the Taz, the Taz emphasizes Anoye. So then he can say that according to the Taz Pshat and the Rambam, the essence of the Issa consists in the Hanoyas Levisha, the way the Ram says. In other words, before I mentioned that we only according to the Kesef Mishnes Pshat in the Rambam, so we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the longest of Rashi. But according to the Shach and the Taz Pshat in the Rambam, we don't have to say that the Rambam agrees with the longest of Rashi. So at that moment, I try to explain the Shach and the Taz in the same way. But because they look similar, but in as much as we have to say certain chiddush according to the Oruch, in order to answer the kasha from the Yerushalmi crying that is mentioned by the Mechaber in Sif Yudveis, in Simen Shin Aleph Sif Yudveis, so in Mele we say that there is a difference between the Taz and the Shach. They look alike. So in other words, so the Shach, according to the Shach, so the Shittas HaRambam is that the essence of the Issa consists in the Levisha. And there is no naive or anoy altogether. And the only prerequisite is that it should be derech Levisha. So according to the Shach, we all have to say, just as according to the case of Mishneh, that according to the Rambam, so that the Rambam agrees with the longness of Rashi and Beit, that any mischavim, when is it considered any mischavim? When is it considered mischavim? If it's mischavim, not only to the Maaseh, but it's to the Issa as well. Mashenkin according to the Taz Pshat in the Rambam. Now the Taz emphasizes the element of Anoyeh. So it could very well be that according to the Taz Pshat, the Rambam Shite is like the Ram, that the essence of the Issa consists of the Anoyeh. Consists of the Anoye, Hanoas Levisha. But it has to be the kind of Anoye that is derived from Levisha as such. Not an accidental Anoye. I mean that is that a Hanoye that happens accidentally to be derived from Levisha, but it's not the Anoye that is derived from Levisha as such. In other words, let's say, if a person puts on a beget, because the law is, on any beget that you put on, you don't have to pay taxes, so then the Hanoye of not paying the taxes is a Hanoye that is derived from the Levisha. Is derived from the Levisha. Masha'in Kein, if the person has many golim in his hands and he wants to show one beget, and his hands are busy, so he must get rid of a certain beget, and because of that he puts it upon his shoulders. So Mimele, he has a Hanoye, but the Hanoye is not derived from the Levisha as such. It accidentally, the Levisha happens to be his own roof, happens to fulfill the function of Imakil. But it's not derived from the Levisha as such. So such a Hanoye that is not derived from the Levisha as such, is not Osa. The Torah only answered Hanoye Levisha. Not so Mimele, we don't have to say, according to the Taspshat and the Rambam, we don't have to say that, as the Bisalevi says, that the Rambam agrees with the Lomdes of Rashi in Beit Zedakha Metches. We can say, on the contrary, that the Rambam agrees with the Lomdes of Teisves Dafla Metches and Beit Zed. That the in Mischavi means, if he's not Mischavi, to do the Maise that constitutes the Isa. Masha'in can hear that the Maise of Isa, Al Pedin, the Gufo Isa, consists not in the Maise of Levisha, but in Anoyes Levisha. So, Mimele, Mechexus Mechem Gedalkon, he's not Mischavi to have Anoyes Levisha, he's Mischavi to be relieved of putting the body in the beget on the ground. Or, in other words, he has Anoye because he can point out the approximate size. So Mimele is not mischaving to have Anoye Levisha as such. So Mimele, so even though the Rambam agrees with the Lomdes, generally speaking, he agrees with the Lomdes of Teisves in Beis Adar Lamed Ches, so it's only over there because the Isa consists in making something that is Me'azek Binyan. And he was mischaving to lay out the logs or the eggs in a way that is Me'azek Binyan. But he was not mischaving that it should be Me'azek Binyan. Some of it is considered mischaving. Masha'in Kein, here the essence of the Isa consists in Anoyes Levisha. So by Mechexus, he is not mischaving to have Anoyes Levisha. So Mimele is considered Dovah Shein and Mischav. Dovah Shein and Mischav. And the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam is the Shach says in the Rambam the same Shite as the Och. So we don't have to say in the Och that the Och Shite is, it's only Aloch of Derechim. No, because we see from the Aloch mentioned in the
Oh,
All family, all my English, I'm a deal, the purple back here, what? Why did Gemara say that without the Tzemer Pishtim I could aser any 2 minutes? So why couldn't I say that even 1 minute is aser? So if 1 minute is aser, so that means that you won't be able to use anything as a beggar. No, it wouldn't mean that you wouldn't be able to use anything as a beggar. As long as it's not Shua Tov Vilus, but if it is Shua Tov Vilus, it is Osa. Yeshleim Adishatnes Mashma Namatau. Im Kein Mishti Kromine, Viteis Shatnes Shatnes Malor. Vim Tema, Bifeli Gwano Madliki, Koma Rav Pokev, Av Kol Tzemer Opishtin, Vikoma Rav Yishmoel, Lasuye Klein. So the Gemara there discusses, it's a whole sugya there, that Chob Zayin, Chobov, Chob Zayin. So the whole sugya is the Gemara. The Gemara discusses Tonid Rabbi Shmuel, whether Tonid Rabbi Shmuel's price is chilek al Rabbi Zalman Rabbi Shimon or it's not chilek. So there is a machleket between Abai and Rabbi, a whole sugya there in Shabbos. So there are several shemes there in the Gemara in Shabbos. And Rav Pope at first said that the pshat in the price of Tonid Rabbi Shmuel, holu b'nem rabbeteyu ostam godin, uporad l'chakosu b'echad me'emsemer u'pishtin. So where is Porat L'Hakos of Tzemo Pishtim? That's in the parasha of Nigid Godim. So where is Tumas Nigoyim Neik? Tumas Nigoyim is Neik only in Tzemo Pishtim. And as far as Nigoyim is concerned, there is no Machlekes. Then everybody agrees. Whether Tonid Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbonon or Rabbi or Rabbi or Rav Pope or whoever it is, everybody agrees that Tumas Nigoyim is only Neik in Tub Godim. The machlekes as to whether in Shob Godin there is a tume in Shleish al Shleish or Shleish at Wachim al Shleish at Wachim or even Gimel et Bois Shom Shal Sholeish Gimel et Bois. That's in regard to other tumes, tume shchotzi. But Tumas Nigoyim, everybody agrees. There is no machlekes that Tumas Nigoyim is not neig in other Godin, even if it is Shleish al Shleish at Wachim. So where does it, because in regard to Tumas Nigoyim the Torah spells out Tzemer Pishtim. So there is no shayla. So the question is, when Tonid Rabbi Shmuel says Porat L'Hakos Be'echman Tzemer Pishtim, that's in Tumas Nigoyim. Af Kol Tzemer Pishtim. So Rav Pope said Af Kol Tzemer Pishtim means quite, not everything, but he means the price of the Rabbi Shmuel is marbe klein, that just as the Torah in regard to Tumas Nigoyim, so the Torah is, applies to Tumas Nigoyim only to Tzemer Pishtim, not to any other beged. So in regard to Klayim also, so we learn out Yalfuse from Tumas Nigoyim, the just as Ligabi Tumas Nigoyim, so it's Neik only in Tzemer Pishtim, so this Klayim also is applies only to Tzemer Pishtim, not to any other Tumim. So Vintim Atfirik Mamadlikim Komar Apopi Avkot Tzemer Pishtim Komar Bishmoel Asui Klayim. Then the Gemara refutes Apopi. It's not so. Why? We couldn't say that the purpose of the Alfuse of Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, of Kol Tzemer Pishtim, so there is the Alfuse from Nigib Godin. Just as Nigib Godin applies only to Tzemer Pishtim, so this Aklaim also applies only to Tzemer Pishtim. As far as Klaim is concerned, why do we have to resort to the Alfuse from Nigib Godin? The Torah says in so many words, so we don't have to resort to especially Alfuse from Nigib Godin. Oh yeah, Beget. We have Beget. Oh yeah, Beget is probably a connection with Schwartz. Is Vabeget Kihir Beinegat Ras, the Beget Semer. So we learn out it being up, from Nigib Godin that the Yisak Laim also is only in Semer Pishti. So the Gemara says, do see the Kloim Semer Pishti Bedek Sobu, O my Kushye, Voitzri Havko Lafnuye Semer Pishti, Kirikom Aroche, but according to what the Gemara says here, that the Tzemer Pishtim is mufu. Why is Tzemer Pishtim mufu? Because that this Aklayim is limited only to Tzemer Pishtim that we know as a result of the Binyanav from Nigib Godin. So Mimele, we can say like Rav Pope, that Afkol, but the purpose of the Alfuse, the Binyanav from Nigib Godin, is to be advised that Ligabi Kloim too, the Isak Laim applies only to Tzemer Pishtim, not to any other Tumim. And you cannot say Tzemer Pishtim Behedik Zidu. No, because the Tzemer Pishtim that is mentioned Befeiresh is superfluous, and that is mentioned Befeiresh in order to advise us that there is no Isak Laim Bitzitzes. So why does Gemara say for the Rapopet to see? Because the Gemara says, Maskonen Nafkum Afnoi Rabbonu Mishatnes. Because the Gemara has the kashi here, that he has a special drosha, that whenever the Torah mentions Beget Stam, so it means Tzemer Pishtim. So then, but according, so Memele we have a Mufne. So the Tzemer Pishtim in Klayim is Mufne. Because even if the Torah didn't say Gabi Klayim Tzemer Pishtim, I would know that this Klayim applies only to Tzemer Pishtim, because the Torah mentions Beget Klayim Shachis Yalolech, and then if we're out, that's a shock. But according to the Rabbanon of the Rabbi Shmuel, that he rejects this Yalfuse, that whenever the Torah mentions Beget Stam, so it means Tzemer Pishtim. So then according to the Rabbanon of the Rabbi Shmuel, so Tzemer Pishtim is not superfluous. So how do we know, how do we know that as the Chalais say, that Klayim Bitzitzes is Mutah? So then the Gemara says that Leila Mikrokame, in other words, that the Mufne is Shatnes itself. Because the Torah did not have to say Shatnes. The Torah could have said Klai. Why the Torah says Shatnes? So it's Shatnes itself is Mufne. So according to the Rabbanon of the Rabbi Shmuel, so the Mufne is Shatnes, and we learn how that Klai Mitzitzes is Mutah from Shatnes, not from Tzemer Pishtim. So just as according to the Rabbanon of the Rabbi Shmuel, so the Mufne is Shatnes itself, so according to the Rabbi Shmuel, also is Shatnes itself. So Mimele, we don't. So Tzemer Pishtim doesn't have to be Mufne in order to learn how the Klai Mitzitzes is Mutah. That's why the Gemara says, or the Rav Kopev does it. ויתון לדבר רבי ישמעאל. ואם תימר, ולא ייתון לדבר רבי ישמעאל, למה יוכל לדאג לי כגודי מאשמה כל כגודי? וליקו להי אומר רחמון עובד לתחילץ. אלו ותפשטנמי שור לתחילץ. So why does the Gemara have to resort to Tonet Rabbi Yishmael? Even without Tonet Rabbi Yishmael. So we could say that Brian Bitzis is Muta. Because the Torah says in the parasha of Tzitzis, Vos when Tzitzis are come with them, what it means are come with them? Any beget. That means Pishton included. And Chiles is Semer. So that means that in any beget, even Pishton, you have to put in Tcheles. So without the Rabbi Shmuel, to go to the Rabbi Shmuel, you have to put in Mashmah Kol Bodim, you could have Rachmone Ovid with Tcheles. What's the Tzit? I'll see Sakon of Psil Tcheles. So that means in every beget, including the beget of Pishton. All the big Pishton, I'm sure Tcheles. V'chiteime, da'avamine, da'avah kulom Rachmone Ovid with Tcheles. But he could say, without Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, I would say, no, the Torah says, we also have the Sakon of Psil Tcheles. But in every beget, that the Psil Tcheles doesn't involve any Yisa, Mashenik in the beget of Pishton, but the Psil Tcheles, that is Sema, involves an Yisa not. So if you are going to say that, we can take me that Ramin, Lava Kulom Rachmon Lev Tcheles, Hashem Namine, Lava Tzema Dafkom Rachmon Lev Tcheles, Lava Pishton, so even we Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, so we know that it applies to Tzemer, the mitzvah of Tzitzis applies to Tzemer of Pishtim. But maybe when the Torah says Vos HaTzakonot Psil Tcheles, so it means in the Beges of Tzemer but not in the Beges of Pishtim. But what do you say? No, the Torah says Stam. So even without the Droshe, the Torah says Stam, why should I say except the Beges of Pishtim? V'yesh leima v'vada yu'aftan edo v'shmoel hava amine dishom minu rachmon levet Tcheles v'ya Pishtim. אבל תראה דורם שמואל, בכל גודים, צמרו פישטים, מש מדבר יקוי, אפילו נעים מבאו, מדיבק את אבא, הוא יצמרו פישטים, הורכה בגדי עם כוס, אבל מש מתחיל. So he says, if we didn't have the Yalfus of Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, so we couldn't deduce from the fact that the Torah says that you have to put in Tchilas on Old Godin, that it means even on the Tchilas of Pishton, because we could say, it means an Old Godin, they do not involve any Issa. Mashenkin, Beget Pishton involves an Issa. Mashenkin, now that we have the Droshe of Tonet Rabbi Shmuel. So the mitzvah of Tzitzis is only Neik in Tukkot, in Tzemer, and in Pishton. If you are going to say that the mitzvah of Tcheles applies only to a Beget of Tzemer, but not to a Beget of Pishton, so that means that the mitzvah of Tcheles cannot be visualized in more than one Beget. And the Torah uses Loshon Rabim, the plural, Bideyev. So Mimeles, so that means that the mitzvah of Tcheles can be realized not just in one, but in two. So that means, Tzemer, how can you have two? Tzemer and Pish. Alright. V'yom rachmo de'ovid le'tcheles. V'im teima. V'eich ha'mash me'mohochet ishoret laim b'tzitzes. Neime, what does Gemara ask? Gemara ask the kashe. Time in course of Rachmon, Semorupish, whole Avoche climb with this Savamilus Rachmone. So even without Semorupishim, I should say that it's Mutabaxi was on the counting day, we don't have a Bishmoy called Godim Semorupishim, Gom Rachmon of the Trailers, so Trailers Sam. So with Vintema, hey, Hemasma Moche, the short climb with it is. Even without the posse of Semorupishim, name the orbit with Trailers, how do I know? Because the Torah says, Vos Vartis is a kind of Psil Tcheles. So that means, and a Psil Tcheles has to be put in the Beget of Tzemer and in the Beget of Pishtim. So that means that Kvayim Bitzitzes is Muta. What's the right? Neime Dovid Lo Tcheles Dolo Yeshua Tovid Nus. True, the Torah when it says Vos Vartis is a kind of Psil Tcheles, it means on both of them, because it was a rabbi. So you have to put in it a thread of Tcheles in Tzemer, in the Beges of Tzemer, and in the Beges of Pishton. But maybe you have to do it in such a way that it will not involve an Issa of Tlaim. Let's say it will not be, because the Issa of Tlaim is only Shayach if it's Shua Tov Venus. Now according to Rashi, Shua Tov Venus means According to Rashi, that famous date, Shua Tov Minuz means the Tzemer and the Pishtim together have to be combed together, heckled together, and spun together, and woven together. But according to Teisves, Dafei Omid Beis, so it means that the Tzemer by itself has to be Shua Tov Minuz, and the Pishtim by itself has to be Shua Tov Minuz, not the two together. So maybe, the Torah says, Vosu Emaltis Sakonot, Silt Cheles. So you have to put Cheles in the baggage of Pishtim too. But maybe it means that the chutzites will not be shuatom venus. So melee, when you put it in the baggage of Pishtim, since the tzemer, the Cheles, the tzemer is not shuatom venus, so melee, when this is mechuber together with the Pishtim, it doesn't involve the nisar of life. So Teisa says that there is a loch of Shua Tov Menuz in Tzitzis itself. The Chutei Tzitzis Bimen Shei Shua Tov Menuz. The Dorish Besifri, Psil Treles, Tovua Vishozo, Vohadim Shua, the Bimen, the Yalifos of Lovim, so that Yalifos in the Sifri is mentioned in connection with Treles. How about Lovot? So Lovon has the same deal as Treles. The Yalifos of Lovim with Treles. וסתם קודם שלהם היו נעמי שועה טוב טוב הוא וגם נוזי פירוש זוגי. Now, why could you speak with them? Come on, because there is a machlekes between Rabbi Netam and Rashi. There is a double machlekes. First of all, one machlekes between Rabbi Netam and Rashi consists in the question as whether Shua Tov Venus means the Tzemer and the Pishtim together have to be Shua Tov Venus. This is Rashi Shite. And the contra Rabbi Netam means that the Tzemer by itself has to be Shua Tov Venus. And the Pishtim by itself is Shua Tov Venus. Then there is another machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Netam. Because according to Rashi, so Nuz means all. Woven, and the contra metam, so news doesn't mean woven, it means shozo, it means intertwined together, twisted. So what does it mean? The tzitzes, so the Sifri says that being the treles and being the lovon, so it has to be shavua tovu, and it has to be news also. And what does news mean? A contra metam, it has to be shozo. In other words, so it's aloche that it has to be shozo. So it has to be shua tov venuz. So we can nuz in pirish zurim kibirat amakamon, nuz zure, hani zurim, it has to be intertwined, twisted. We say fatalis, we give aloha sitzis, kidam rinon, berish ameitze tfilum, we do ma adaite, the ships and the gulim, the aifinu. So the Gemara says maybe he intertwined it, aifinu means he intertwined it there. So we see that it was shozo. So mimele, we cannot say that the Torah was mater. The Torah says that we should put in treles in the village of Pishtim because we can put in the treles without shua tov venuz. Because if the treles is not shua tov venuz, so then it will not be mekayim the mitzvah of treles and of tzitzis. And this is all Tesis Lishitose, that Shua Tov Venuz doesn't mean the Tzemer and the Pishtim together. It means each one by itself. Oh, Avokash, the Katan Eimed Omer Achmon Elevet Lech Chiles Beloik Shire, Lahave Kloi, take it Tzifa Achas Einchid. So in other words, Tesis says, Kashi, how can Gimora say that even without Tzemer and Pishtim, so we should be deduced that by mitzvah is muter, because the Torah says that we should put in treles in all the godim, including the baguette of pishtim. We should put in treles, and treles is semer. So the discussion was maybe the kavanas haTorah was that the treles should be put in pishtim while the treles is not shua tov venuz. So this that it was no. If the treles is not shua tov venuz, then it will not be the kind of mitzvah of treles. Treles, but now this is another kash. True, that the treles must be shua tov venuz. But maybe the kavonas haTorah is that he puts in the treles without the kshir. Because in order to be able to Yisra of Kwaim, so there must be two kshiras. That's a chibur. Because two state kifes have a chibur. State keepers means two speeches. But it doesn't make any difference whether the chibur consists with fire in two speeches or the chibur is realized by making a knot. So in other words, if you make two kshorim, one on top of the other, so then it's also a chibur. So maybe the Torah says that we have to put chiles in a perech of pishtod by avoiding a mitzvah prime. In other words, he will not make two pshat. So then there is no mitzvah prime. If they were chmona v'chmona 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 take it to rachas and chivu u'v'menoches didek v'kesher eli and deraise midishor rachmona klayim v'tzitz. So that's a raya that we have to have kesher eli when you make the tzitzes. So then after you have through all the chulies, so then you make one kesher and then you make another kesher. So then that's the other kesher, that's the kesher alien. And the kesher alien is the rice. In other words, you don't make the kesher alien. So then you're not becoming the mitzvah of tzitzis. So maybe the kavanas haTorah is that we should put in the tchiles and not make two kshorim. Just make one kesher. So then there won't be any, it won't involve any mitzvah part. Vishamati vishem rikleinemes dalkochochom rachmona elevet utchiles being a David Klein. In other words, you couldn't say the Kavodes HaTorah was that it should be that the Tchilas should be put in such a way that it doesn't involve an Yisrael Klein. In other words, without Tukshor. Why? Because we have to say that when the Torah says it means that the Tchilas has to be put into the Beget in such a way that in any other situation, if it is put in that way, so then he'll be able to decline. Did after the Lord crying, if the Kabbalah Torah had been that it should be done in such a way, doesn't involve a climb, let's say, it should be made with one kesher, not with this two kshorim, in kain, lishti krom yav. Why did the Torah have to say yav? Midikom rachmone ovid with chiles. Yadinot, the take it, trip achas in the chibur. So then I would know that if the Kavonis HaTorah in putting in Tchiles is that the Tchiles should be put in such a way, should be put in the baguette in such a way that it doesn't involve an Issa of flying. What does it mean, an Issa of flying? Doesn't involve an Issa of flying. It is done in such a way that it's not Chibur, let's say one Kesha, not Tukshon. So then, why does the Torah have to say Yaldo? Why does the Torah have to say Yaldo? So, let the Torah not say Yaldo. So, Mimele, then I would say that the mitzvah of Tchiles is to be done in such a way that it doesn't involve any sort of lying. That means that there are no two kshon. So, how many kshon do you make? Only one. So then I would know that kipachas, one stitch or one kesher, is not a chivu. So why does the Torah have to mention Yardov in order to advise us that one kipor, one kesher, one stitch is not a chivu? Elo badai bin yedavik laim amarachmon levet chiles. So it follows from this that the mitzvah, the chiles, has to be done in such a way that it will involve an inner of klayim. So the question is, when does it involve flying? Does it involve flying only if it has two kshorim, or it involves a mitzvah of flying even if it has one kesher? So I wouldn't know. But so because of that, the Torah had to mention Yahweh. But if the Kavonis HaTorah had been to put the trailers in such a way that it does not involve a mitzvah of flying, so then the fact that the Torah tells us to put in the tchiles in such a way that it doesn't involve an issur of flying, and one kesher you must make, otherwise you can't put in any tzitzis without one kesher. So that itself should be a riot, that kivachas is no riot. ותחילה ראו, לא יוצר לקעד, בין הוא קיטה בין לעמרי, יוכל לדאג אם בכל מציזה שור רחמונה, לומר, רחמונה לי בלדיין, דאב את סמר פישטים, לב את תחילה, שהוא לא קיטה או ימרי, שאין בגלי קרמון, אלא סמר פישטים, מלחסוף בגדיהם, אלא הם עשי, מנישש, קיט פנה, תחילה עמרי, ולכל מימה לתחילה סנאמי קיט, that the baguette, that it's also made of linen, of pishtan. But it's dyed with the dam, it's dyed blue, I mean with the dam chalosel. And the other dye is, I mean, purple and scarlet. So that's amr. So this one, the cholat zvuyim min echadu, mechilik ben elavitzema. So in other words, it's mistaber that all the dyes, the Torah mentions, how many dyes? Tcheles, that's blue, agomon, purple, telashoni, scarlet. So it's mistaber that all the dyes are one min. So in other words, so that means that tcheles and agomon and telashoni, so are all antenna. Salo could I come. Now, Salo could I come in a kid of love dafki. The rob I reposa the sift some of this. Vash the Ivy Lucas of some of this. Look, Lima, can you kid of it? For a goma call. Horse when sit a camp with them. To be day and she hates some of the pitch the mobile cities. I will trail it because I hope we call up God in a conno, mean conno. But Max the poly of a ton of Rabbi Shmuel, less with the robin. We saw the robin Mabish coma or your laxes. Go robe, we boss out the sift some of Pishnikon. But on the Rabbi Shmuel, less with the robin. The letter may mar the Macon of Marbishop Godin, Kadash of Ferg Mamadikin, the Marbishop Godin, Gabish Rotin, may oi beget. So that words that Adab Godin are also mitamei shloishal shloishal three tvochim and three tvochim no beged the akon of lav ribuyi so oya beged no oy beged that's a ribu but akon of is no rib va filo volkom rachmona ovo do cemel pishtim pishtim cemel kado do cemel cemel cadej avo cemel pishtim u pishtim u cemel oy kosa rachmona cemel u pishtim da filo cemel pishtim pishtim cemel. But the same of the piece to piece to itself. So the Gemara says here in so many words that Tone of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree with Rav. Why? Because Rav says that Tzemer Pishtim is Petrim Bemi Mino Shloim Mino. But Shomini, so Biminom Petrim Shloim Mino Mein Petrim. So that means that the mitzvah stitches is neik not only in the beged of Tzemer, in the beged of Pishtim, but it's neik in all room also. Let's say if you have a beged of cotton, of Tzemer Gefen, or of Kimves, of Kemves, or any beged, nylon, plastic, any bean. So according to Rav, it's chayv mitzvah, the raise. Whereas according to Tonen Rabbi Shmuel, so he has a special galfus, a special zakosu, that poratu hakosu be'achod men in the parasha of Nigev Godin, tzemor pishtim, so wherever the Torah mentions beged, and ligabe tzitzes, the Torah mentions beged, so it's only tzemor pishtim. This is what the Gemara says here. So take mashmoche, v'tonen Rabbi Shmuel, lesli d'rovim, v'koshe v'perim ha'madlikim, kom rashas, hoda v'rove ma'ayi, v'sova, v'atkol la'asuye shrotzim. Because Rove says because there are two Tonen Rabbi Shmuel, there are two prices of Tonen Rabbi Shmuel. One price of Tonen Rabbi Shmuel is number of God in the Tira Stam Upov Lakos of Bechadman Tzemor Pishtim Mala on Tzemor Pishtim of course Tzemor Pishtim. So that appears to imply that whenever the Torah mentions that it's Stam, it's limited to two God in Tzemor Pishtim. But then there is another price of Tonen Rabbi Shmuel Beget in Lele Beget Tzemor in Lele Beget Tzemor Pishtim in Nile Rabbi Tzemor Malin Tzemor Anovim Tzemor Shlizim Vashirim Vakelar Vashrikin, I mean silk and velvet and everything Talmud Leimach Oy Beget. Now, where is mentioned to it again? In the parasha of Tumas Shvot. So there is another price of Tonu Rabbi Shmuel that he is marbe Tumas Shvotim. He is marbe from Oy Beged that other godim are also mitami Tumas Shvotim. If a sheretz comes in contact with any other beged, let's say beged of silk or velvet, so it's also tummy. So Abaye says that there is a machlekes between this Tonet and Rabbi Shmuel and that Tonet and Rabbi Shmuel. But Rove says, no, there is no inconsistency between the two prices of Tonet and Rabbi Shmuel. Why? So Rove Omar, Kiles Lach Tonet and Rabbi Shmuel, Bishop Godim, Sholish al Sholish, Shleisho al Shleisho Israel. Shleisho al Shleisho Israel. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shlishi Al Shlishi Mishal Kodim Rav Shimon Ben Elazar Islay Tomer Rav Shmuel Islay. How do we Rav Mayim? And Rav in the end held that there is no stira between the two prices of Tomer Rav Shmuel. How can we reconcile the two prices of Tomer Rav Shmuel? In one price, Tomer Rav Shmuel appears to say that it's only limited when the Torah says beget, so it's limited only to beget to tzemar pishtin, and the other price, so he says that oy beget, so he says like this: ligabe tzemar pishtin. Let's say in tumas nigoyim. Now ligabe tumas nigoyim. So tumas nigoyim is neig only in the beget of tzemar pishtin. In any other beget, according to everybody. According to everybody, so Tumas Nigoyim is not neik in any beged other than Tzemar Pishtim. But in Tzemar Pishtim, Tumas Nigoyim is neik even if he doesn't have three tvachim by three tvachim. But as long as it has Gimel Etzboyes and Gimel Etzboyes, it's much less than three tvachim and Gimel Tvachim. So there is also Tumas Nigoyim is neik. Masheike in other godim. Other tumas, let's say tumas shrotzim, so oy beged that is mentioned in the parasha of tumas shrotzim tells us, so we deduce from oy beged that tumas shrotzim is neig even in other godim, but it's neig only in shleisha al shleisha. The chose beilanim beilashir, but gimel al gimel, gimel et voice al gimel et voice is only chose lanim, but it's not chose lashirim. So mele Tumas Shrotzim is not neig in Adab Godin in a beged of Gimel al Gimel, only in a beged of Shlesha al Shlesha. So Teitzis says, Mashmo for the Tomer Rabbi Shmuel Esli Rove, Vikoshe, Vifer Iman Magriti, Koma Rashas, Hoda Virove Mayi, Visobar Daf Kola Suye Shrotzim. So in other words, that there is no stira between the two prices of Tomer Rabbi Shmuel. So when Tomer Rabbi Shmuel says, Af Kol, Tzemor Pishtim, that means that I beg it, so Afkol Asu Yeshot, so that means that if the beget is only Gimel al Tzboyes al Gimel al Tzboyes, not Shloisha Tvachim al Shloisha Tvachim, so then it's not Mikabel to Masheretz, it's not Mikabel to Masheretz, it's Kavikam to Masheretz, but if it is Shloisha al Shloisha, then it is mikabel. So mimele toned Rabbi Shmuel. So Rove could agree with toned Rabbi Shmuel, and Rove could say, now of course a tzitzes, as far as tzitzes is concerned, so that has more, not only more than gimel al gimel its ways, but it has more than shleisha al shleisha tvachim. So mimele, so where it has shleisha al shleisha tvachim, then even other godim are included, and it's chayim tzitzes. So then he says that shom minim b'minon peitrin shaloi b'minonim peitrin. Masheim kei toned Rabbi Shmuel saloche has reference to gimel al gimel and gimel al gimel. So he says I've called tzemar pishtimei, but other minim not. Let's say if it's gimel et voice al gimel et voice in shom godim, so it's not mitamet. So Mimele, so according to Rove, so the two prices of Tomer Rabbi Shmuel can be reconciled. So the member of Rove, that Gabi Tzitzis, Adam Minim are also chayiv, let's say it's a Magefen, Katan, or Kembes, and any Min is chayiv in Tzitzis. Could accord with Tomer Rabbi Shmuel too? Because when Tomer Rabbi Shmuel says that it's limited only to Tzemar Pishtim, but not to other Godim, it means if it has only Gimel al Gimel, but not if it has Shloisha Tvachim al Shloisha Tvachim, when it has Shloisha Tvachim al Shloisha Tvachim, then Tzitzes is other Minim are also Chayim Tzitzes. Mas wir hatten beim Schmuel essen gerade, wie kostet der beim Flick kommen schas oder gerade mal hier, wie soll man da kommen aus ihr schrotzen? Was ihr schrotzen, das Gimel al Gimel et Boys is not me kabel to me, to my sherets. But if it's 3 Wochen and by 3 Wochen, then it is me kabel to me. So me mele the beggar that is mentioned in the parasha of Tzitzes could have reference to every me. Wie soll man schaffen, wie kann ich beim Schmuel? Wie soll ich immer, wie soll ich die Hoche kann machen, wie ich
you also because you have called lasu yetzitzes. In other words, so that means you can have a boycott. All right, now the afilu tzema lepishti mupei pishti mitza nira the afilu shnei chutei loven shal tzema shore bepishti kilikoma bemonachis avogav deefsha beminei kilikoma. So the Gemara says kosar achmone tzema lepishti the afilu tzema lepishti mupishti mitza pishti mitza nira the afilu shnei chutei loven shal tzema shore bepishti. Now, one could say that what is muter in pishtim, the chutei tchemes, the chutim shel tchemes, because tchemes must be of tzela. So meimer that is muter. Ma sheinkei the shnei chutim of lovon, so that should not be cannot be made out of tzemer in the degesh of pishtim, because he can be mitayim the mitzvah. After all, there is aloche of Rishlokish, that if it's efshali kaim shneim, so then there is no aloche of esed echelitzese. In other words, where is there a din of esed echelitzese if violating the leitzese is indispensable for the fulfillment of the esed? But if the violation of the leitzese is not indispensable, you can be mikayim the esed without being gave a balei seseh, so then there is no tchiyah. So bishloim in regard to the tchiles, if you have a baggage of pishtim, so there is no other way of fulfilling the mitzvah of tchiles except by violating the nisar of lying, because tchiles has to be an tzemer, and the baggage is a baggage of pishtim, but the chutei lovon, so you can take a shnei chutei lovon of pishtim and put it in the baggage of pishtim. So memele, according to the cloud of im efshali kaim shneim v'shlokish es din of efshali kaim shneim, so there is no tchiye. One should not be allowed to put in a baggage of pishtim chutei lovon of tzemeah, because he can fulfill the mitzvah by putting in chutei lovon of pishtim. So Teisa says no. Nira dafilu shnei chutei lovon shal tzemeah shor v'pishtim gidoma menoches avogavdim. The efshav minay, so it's a special aloch. Mige, kidikoma rosso, mige di tchiles patre lovon amepri. Because it's special aloch. So it's because in the baggage of pishton, so you are allowed to put the tchiles, so you are allowed and you have to put the chutin of tzemer, because tchiles has to be dafkin tzemer, so mige di tchiles patre. So love and name part. The love on shall pishtim name peter atzemer al bimi. So suppose the beged is a beged shall tzemer. So the aloch is that one is allowed to put in shnei chutim of pishtim in the beged shall tzemer. Why? The mige, the love on, the Gemara says, the nigga the loven shall tzeme a peita be pishtim, loven shall pishtim name peita be tzeme. It's a special law. Vidavke be mokim tchilis. Avo be mokim shei tchilis is ose, kim nef shal be minei. So the bo menoches osa sod in vitzitzes, mishim klayun, uporich lo yeh yalo loven. So what's it klayun? Klayun, it will give the same appearance, the same, it will look the same. So the Gemara has the kashe, So why do Bishamai say that one cannot put in tchiles in the baggage of pishton? Because cannot put in the baggage of pishton tchiles. Why? Because of the klayim, even though it's a tchiles. I say, but because sometimes it might be dyed not with the dam of the chalazin, but it will be dyed with the klayim. So in Meile, there is no esed echelizis. So the question is, the Gemara in Menoche says the kashe, suppose it's dyed with klayim. So it's not chelizis, so it's lovon. Lovon doesn't mean that it has to be white, even if it is dyed blue, so it can also be mekayim the mitzvah of lovon. So if it is dyed not with the dam chalozein, but it's dyed with with Klayil, so it'll still be able to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Lavon, so he'll not be able to eat of Klayim, because the essay of Lavon will be Deiche, the oasis of Klayim. So the Gemara says, Mishim Dev Shabim Milo. If it is dyed with the Dam Chalozei, so then there is no other way. So Mimele, we say, I said, Mashein came if it's dyed with Klayilah. So there is another way, because the baggage is a baggage of Pishtah. So in order to be kind of mitzvah of Lavon, you don't need chutin of Tzema, you can use chutin of Pishtah. So Mimele, there won't be any Yesed Echaleises. This is what Gemara says. So we see from this Gemara that the halacha of Efshar Mikayim Shneihem applies to Klayim Mitzvahs. It applies to Klayim Mitzvahs. Not like the Shite of Sheilu, that the Ramban mentions that Klayim Mitzvahs is Hutra. The Ramban here, and now Gemara mentions a Shite of Sheilu, that Klayim Mitzvahs is Hutra. It's not Chuyo. Some mele, the aloche of Shlokish of Efshar Mikayim Shneihem doesn't apply to Klayim Mitzvahs, because the aloche of Efshar Mikayim Shneihem is a word in Tchiyeh, but where it's Hutcho, so there is no aloche of Efshar Mikayim Shneihem. For example, let's say Echol Nefesh on Yontet. So suppose you could prepare Erev Yontet, everything that you eat on Yontet, Erev Yontet, you are still allowed to cook Anyontev. Why? Because Echol Nefesh is not Chuyo, it's Hutro. So Mele, the whole principle of Efshar Mikayim Shneihem applies only to a case of Chuyo, but not a case of Hutro. Anyway, the Ramban mentions a Shite that the Klayim Mitzvahs is Hutro. So Mele, the Aloche of Efshar Mikayim Shneihem does not apply. But Jesus mentions the Gemara Menaches, that the Gemara says, when the Gemara is the Kashe, and the Gemara is the Teres, Mishim Devsher, Biminon, Kidu Vishlokish. So we see that Klayim Mitzvahs is not Utro, the Klayim Mitzvahs is Truyo. So Mimele, if there is no, so Mimele, Teisa says, Abu Bimokim Shein Tcheles is awesome. In other words, when is it muter? Jude the Gemara also says, "Migel itchilas patre lo v'name peitei." So Teisa Shite here is, and the other Rishonim were achilik on Teisa, but this is Teisa Shite here. That when we apply the aloche of migel itchilas patre lo v'name peitei, now only if he has trelis, let's say Bisman Chazal, they had trelis. So Mimele he put in, and the beget is a beget shal pishton, so he had to put in two chutim of tzema to be mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles. Some mele, migdi tcheles patre lo v'name peiteya, lo v'name peiteya. So lo v'n also patas, and lo v'n shall pish din name peiteya hatzema al migdi. Mashein kei, where there is no tcheles, some mele, then there is no migdi. So then, if he puts tzema, the chutin shalovon of tzemer in the baggage of pishton, he's able. Now, this is Teisa Shite here. The Ramban So Teisa Shite here is that this Gemara is not chilek on Mishlokish as din of Kol Mokim Shatam Eitzi Eser Eleisa Se Ima Tu Yoch Lekai Mishneyem. So then there is no din of chilek. This is what Teisa says. But still it is muter that if Mishnei Chutu Lo Mishal Tzema Rishore the Pishti because of Migel. But this Gemara is not chilek on Mishlokish as din. The Ramban is chilek on Teisa. The Ramban says, Hoda kamrin on kosher achmon etzema upishti, but etzema upishti bishti etzema. Pirish v'les londa vishlokish. The omar lekamon kol mokim shata meitze yese v'leise se. Ima ti yoch lekaim v'shneem mute. Vim lav yo v'yese v'yitreleise se. Do pishti l'itzema yoch lekaim v'shneemu. Va'afil hoche doche. Va'afil hoche doche. Vochen ama amrin alo b'mnoches. ויש, so then the Ramban mentions, so the Ramban שיטי is...